Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Jesse. Nagaland Lok Sabha MP S. Supungmarin Jamir has expressed happiness over the successful implementation of the recruitment policy reform concerning the engagement of Gramin Dak Sevaks, GDS, in Nagaland. He also congratulated all stakeholders involved for achieving the historic recognition of the 19 notified tribal local languages and dialects of Nagaland in the engagement process of GDS under the Department of Post, Government of India. Mr. Jamir stated that while GDS recruitment was previously open on a broader All India basis, this initiative has ensured that the recruitment process in Nagaland will now duly recognize and incorporate the notified tribal languages of the state, thereby safeguarding the interests and opportunities of the indigenous people of Nagaland. The Indian Red Cross Society Nagaland State Branch, in collaboration with Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, is organizing a two-day training for community first responder at Mokokchung. The inaugural session for the training was held yesterday. The training will focus on basic emergency response and life-saving skills that could prove crucial during accidents, medical emergencies and disasters. Addressing the program, General Secretary, Red Cross Society Nagaland State Branch, Akale V. Kamo, said that Red Cross is one of the world's largest humanitarian organizations. She called on the young people to register with the youth wing of the organization and take part in humanitarian initiatives, adding that the most important job of the Red Cross is about helping people. Mrs. Kamo urged the trainees to learn about the Red Cross and its activities. Also speaking on the occasion, Extra Assistant Commissioner and President of Indian Red Cross Society, Nithozo, said that landslides, rot blockages and difficult terrain often delays rescue operations, making community response the real first line of disaster management in many situations. Eid ul Zuha, also known as the Festival of Sacrifice, is being celebrated today. On the occasion, Governor of Nagaland, Nand Kishore Yadav, has extended greetings to the Muslim community in Nagaland. In a message, Mr. Yadav has expressed hope that the festival will strengthen the values of sacrifice, compassion, peace and brotherhood among all sections of society. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan yesterday reviewed the preparedness for the upcoming NEET UG 2026 re-examination with Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, who is the chairman of the High Powered Steering Committee. The committee was constituted to monitor the implementation of recommendations on the National Testing Agency, NTA. During the meeting, Mr. Pradhan stressed that equal priority must be given to ensuring adequate facilities and a student-friendly environment at the examination centres across all countries. Meanwhile, Director General NTA briefed the members on the additional measures undertaken to strengthen examination security and ensure the smooth conduct of the examination. The NEET UG re-examination is scheduled to be held on 21st of June at over 5,400 examination centres in 550 cities across the country. And in sports news, the Inter-School Pre-Subroto Cup International Football Tournament Zone 2 for under-17 boys and girls commenced at Chumakidima Football Stadium yesterday. The tournament is being organized by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports in collaboration with the Chumakidima District Football Association. Speaking at the opening program, District Youth Resources and Sports Officer Chumakidima Wutsutho said that the tournament aims to provide a platform for young footballers to showcase their talents and foster sportsmanship, discipline and unify among students. He encouraged the players to compete with dedication, sincerity and respect for one another. The officer further expressed hope that the tournament would help identify promising talents who would represent Zone 2 with pride at the state-level tournament in Kohima. A total of 17 schools in the under-17 boys category and 4 schools in the under-17 girls category from Dimapur, Newland, Perran and Chumakidima districts are participating in the tournament. The finalist schools from both the boys and girls categories will represent Zone 2 at the state-level Inter-School Pre-Subroto Cup tournament to be held at IG Stadium, Kohima, next month. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.